Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday. It's the Creation Lightship radio show. And the date today is October 4th, 2017. So we'll clear the date for you. So let's get rid of that timeline that you're on. So here we go. Could be many of them, but this is one that's probably going to affect you the most, or the one that you tune into anyway. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So we'll activate those, bringing in peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels real good. And next, let's see if you have a situation going on. So let's clear that from you. So here we go, releasing that timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Ann, so are you all there, Ann?
Yes. Hello, Ron. Welcome and welcome everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron will be teaching us things and perhaps doing some samples of the wonderful clearings he provides on his website, creationlightship.com. You can contact us tonight with any questions or comments by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or going to the little button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page. Ron does 4 of these radio shows a week. So, and I should say, if you ever miss one, BBS radio very nicely archives all of them. They're usually up in a couple of days. And Ron has been doing these shows since 2007, and there are thousands of shows there you can listen to. And many people do just that. When they find Creation Lightship, get aware again of source energy and that know that that's where they want to be and how they want to feel, they go back and listen to all the radio shows Ron has ever done. So, Ron, we've had so many wonderful healing, live healing calls recently, as well as spectacular radio shows with a lot of powerful healings on them as well. So we have a lot of emails and things and responses to that. So if you'd like, I'll just go on and start reading some of these emails.
Sure, yep, go ahead.
Okay, here's a thank you one. Hi, Ron. I was complaining to myself how I never have enough quiet time. I did the mind-to-heart drop, the emotional clearing, and a timeline crash about it. On last Friday's call, you said if we are not in the now, then we are on timelines of business and thought. You reminded us of the free be-in-the-now healing. I changed the default from 15 minutes to 45 minutes. Needless to say, there I was being in the now, in peace. Again, thank you for all the wonderful gifts with these healing and clearings. Peace to all.
Great.
That is great. I went on my computer as soon as I read this, but I do not know how. This is the second person that wrote in and said they changed the time. I don't know how they do that on that healing. But I'm happy for them that they're able to do it, but it doesn't seem to work on my computer. if I'm missing something, you know, maybe someone could write in and tell me what to do. Okay, here's a question, Ron, from another listener. Can somebody live anywhere in the world and do clearings and be heart-centered and ascend?
Well, is the question if they do clearings, will they ascend? Is that what the question is?
Yes, and no matter where they live in the world.
Well, it doesn't matter where they are. It's, you know, is your spirit going to ascend? More than likely, because you probably have done the spirit barcode, so the dark side won't take you. But, you know, it depends how much of your body you're able to clean out to get rid of the densities. So, but other than that, you know, I'd say you know, you're good to go, you know. Just keep doing your clearings and keep current with everything. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Yeah. So the answer is yes, as long as the people find Ron and can get on the internet to run their healings. It doesn't matter where people are. We know we've got people from all over the world, right, Ron, and all different countries. So.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and another. Before finding Creation Lightship, I felt like I was constantly on the lam trying to shake aliens, as well as the abduction. Oh, I purchased the alien abduction clearing, including the seven generation. I purchased the ET industrial underground base clearing. It made a huge difference for me. Prior to getting it, I was constantly on alert. After it, I could settle for the first time in my life. It's very clear that that clearing took me out of a huge matrix of alien activity. Very highly recommend.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
This person is actually recommending two clearings, the alien abduction and the ET industrial complex underground clearing, which we talked about, you talked about on the last show, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And I reran it myself, and I have to say there was a very subtle shift for me. I've, of course, done it before, but I just updated it, and I did feel like it was needed again. So, you know, if you have that clearing, I recommend you run it for yourself again. Oh, and someone wrote in, I think, around the same conversation. Some movie makers must have made some deals with aliens and then cloned themselves, etc. And then she mentions the Jupiter Ascending movie, which you've talked about, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And actors and military people, too, might be also, you know, cloned. And then they go on to say, and I agree, the remake of the Mummy movie with Tom Cruise also shows the truth in plain sight. You remember that one, Ron, right? With the, it's like right at the beginning they show the aliens.
I don't remember watching that. I have to see that.
The Mummy. Yeah, it's
Mummy
been around
maker.
For a while.
Yeah, I don't recall that one. So.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, so someone wrote in about the healing light codes that you put in our rooms or walls in our homes last Saturday. Hi, Ron. I came home from out of town to such a crisp and clean feeling space. It feels like being up in the mountains, spacious and clear, beautiful. Thank you very much, Ron.
That's great.
It's interesting to me that so many people have mentioned that their home now feels more like nature or outdoors. A lot of people said that in different ways.
I guess. That's good.
Right. And you've often said, Ron, that nature is so good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So before I go on with the emails, Ron, is there perhaps a sample healing we could do? Do we need aliens removed from our space? I feel like we did that again recently. Do you think we need that tonight?
Yeah, we can see here. So let's release the aliens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Okay. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Great. Thank you. It seems like you really let go quite a few aliens there, right? So I guess. Good. All righty. Another question. Today there are blue skies where I live, and the sky looks like a deep or a true blue color, like the creation lightship has been helping. The sky and I want to know if that means there are no alien ships or cloud ships in the sky, because there were clouds, rain clouds there yesterday. So he's looking for confirmation. If you look out and you have a beautiful, clear sky, are you kind of safe?
Yeah, I'd say kind of safe would be correct, yeah.
Okay.
I can't say 100%, but, you know, at least you're seeing where it's supposed to be.
Okay, great. Yeah. And they really like to hide in clouds.
Yes.
So no clouds means, you know, they mightn't be. Okay, so here's an interesting question, Ron, that I know you've talked about this in the past, but I think it bears repeating. There was a spirituality movement or whatever in, I don't know when it was, the 70s, 80s, 90s, called A Course in Miracles, and it was dictated to a psychologist from Jesus. And did the Jesus of the real light being give this information to the person who dictated it?
No.
Yes. Right. And I know you've said this before, and the reason is that source energy would never talk to us.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. All right, another testimonial about the light codes in our paint. Thank you so much for the call, putting Creation Lightship healing codes in the paint on our walls. My 2-year-old often has night terrors and wakes up screaming in fear. After that call, she slept like a baby and woke the next morning all smiles. I couldn't be more pleased with the results. Yeah, I slept better too. That's really wonderful. I had that experience one time with a baby who I was babysitting for, and I think I was more afraid than the baby. It's very scary to have a scared child on your hands like that. Okay. Okay, here's another question, Ron. There's a couple of things here. How can I protect my daughter from my psychic attack on her? Should I put my name and her name in the incident box for the dark side practitioner?
Yeah, put your name in there, yes.
Okay. What's happening is, it's a little long, but unfortunately, whenever her daughter, who has 3 children of her own, becomes sick and the children become sick, then this listener is called upon, the grandmother, to be the mother and the caregiver. And that's really hard, and it's gone on for years off and on, and it drains my energy. I often become sick and continue to compromise my life. So now, over the last part of the email is a testimonial. This now reoccurring incident over these past 2 weeks of traveling back and forth to her home, I've been running the body jump start on myself, doing the respiratory, immune system, lymphatic, excretory system, etc., And this time I have not caught their illnesses. Amazing. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
It's really good, I think, that this person recognized their own frustration, you know, and that they needed to clear all of that and also take care of themselves. So that's wonderful. Okay. Quick question about the planet star cording removal. This listener just purchased it, and it is a really good one. It clears, just so people are aware, if it's one you'd like to get, you really get a lot of relief from it. Planets you can clear, stars, moons, asteroids and comets, vortexes, I think it's vortices, but vortexes or vortices, stargates, and portals. Question is, could this listener open up 7 windows and clear all of them at the same time?
No.
Okay. Okay. I know on There Are Healings we do that with, but that was a really great question. I never thought of that before. Great. Hopefully they are listening and got that answer. Okay. Oh, just a quick question about the Mind of the Body Death barcodes. That the person just wants to confirm that they only need to do the death barcode, not the follow-up stress death barcodes, and that we can do 3 at a time. And that is all true.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh, yeah.
Great. So just wanting to confirm. Okay. And... okay, so someone sent in, somebody sent in how to change the default, so I'll have to look into that after the show. I also want to say, so we're not just leaving our announcements for the end of the show, Ron is going to be in New York City this month, at the end of the month at the New Life Expo. It is October 27th, which is a Friday, through the 29th at the New Yorker Hotel. The New Life Expo has a website, so if you just search New Life Expo, all the information will come up. And it's a wonderful opportunity to meet Ron in person, to go into the wonderful healing chamber where you can receive Source Energy Healings while you're sitting there live for a fee. It's usually $10 a visit for about a 10-minute session of healing in the light chamber. And Ron also always brings the wonderful pictures of light beings that he has. Most of them are only a $10 purchase as well, and it's really nice to have some pictures of the light beings in your home that are, you know, giving you that nice peace energy all the time. And another. Okay, somebody just now wrote in, 2012, where did the humans go in 2012?
Well, at the end of that, ones that I saw went to the buffet tables.
Right, so as bad as it gets here, we should be happy that we are here. And didn't go that time.
Oh.
Okay. Question. How do scary paranormal movies or TV shows affect us? Or watching reality shows of mysterious or ominous deaths. If we like them, what can we do to release any problems they might cause?
Boy, that's a good question. Well, I'd find out what you are, trying to get out of the movie, you know. So what's the theme there that draws you to that? And then maybe release those timelines. So, you know, it's possible that, you're drawn to that because you could be on those timelines by whatever you're watching. So you're trying to figure out a way to get out of it. So that's kind of how I would look at that.
So you're saying you might have a sort of subtle or unconscious awareness that you have some issue or illness, and then watching it might actually bring it to the surface to clear?
Yeah,
okay.
Very possible.
Very interesting. Okay. Okay, well, I was wondering, Ron, if you want to talk about some of the whole life healings and maybe do some samples for people today on the show. I know the other day you did the feeling body sample, and I always feel like, you know, when I did the feeling body, the feeling and sensory body, I feel like they go together sort of. Do you want to explain to people what the feeling and sensory bodies are?
Well, the sensory is kind of how your body is being used to sample things. A lot of people use the sensory body to see if the room they're going into is safe or not. So I'll do a sensory body clearing. So here we go. And a little more energy coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So it's hard to say what sensory energy you're using, okay? But that should help you out a little bit if you want to see if you can sense something right now.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting, Ron. Thank you. I was thinking that, is it the sensory body that, you know, like if you burn your hand, let's say, I mean, or you I shouldn't say burn your hand, you put your hand on something hot and then you yank it away, but you almost didn't know that you did that. It just, your body automatically does it.
Mm.
And then you kind of think, oh, I pulled my hand away, but really you didn't consciously pull your hand away. Is that the sensory body, or is that just the mind of the body doing its work?
That's the mind of the body working for you.
Okay. Okay, so we have, I guess this one's self-explanatory, but you have a whole life abandonment clearing. And I was wondering if you could maybe do a sample of that one for people.
Okay, abandonment. So think of when you felt abandoned. Could be a death of, an animal or something that you may have had. So here we go. Let's see what happens here. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. To see how that's doing for you. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. And as always, Ron always appreciates it if you have some improvement or notice any changes in yourself when he does these samples for us on the show. Okay, someone else just sent in an email, Ron. Hi, Ron. Can you explain how we came to be trapped in this matrix? I understand that we all volunteered for this, which doesn't make sense, especially as you have mentioned there are no lessons our spirits want us to learn here. Thanks.
Yeah, I can't really say how you got trapped here, you know. It's, you know, you just did. It's, I'm sure some people might know. Maybe if you're out there listening and you know how you got trapped here, then maybe you let us know. But it's hard to say how you know, how you got trapped here. I don't know. And you don't, and after this lifetime, or after, you know, the things happen here where ascension occurs, then you won't know or need to remember anyway. So that's the ins and the outs of it there.
Well, I appreciate it coming up again, how you said, Ron, that we don't have any lessons to learn, because for myself and probably others, it's an easy trap to fall into here in our culture or whatever, because we think, oh, well, something, that must have been for a reason, or maybe something good will come of it, or that looked dumb, but maybe it wasn't. And the long term, you know, we're always trying to kind of justify or excuse the awful things that sometimes happen here. And that,
yeah,
really none of that's valid, right?
That's true, uh-huh.
If it were up to source energy and our spirits, we would have smooth sailing all the time.
Yep.
Okay. Another question here. This person was running the death barcodes on their house, and they're concerned that they made an error. They didn't put their address after their name, and also I wrote clear first occurrence of house barcode. I guess, in, I don't know if they mean they didn't keep the numbers going, and should they redo it?
No, I think they're fine.
Oh, okay, great. Now, I know that you have said to be very careful not to just start doing death barcodes thinking you need them, to always check with you first.
Yes.
Is that as important, for instance, with the car or the house? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you need to let me know what you want to clear.
Okay.
And how many barcodes are on it, you know?
So we should ask you about all of those, not just start doing them.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because how are you going to know how many you have to do, you know?
Right. Okay. I just thought that maybe, like you've said, for the death barcodes, you don't want to put a tag on yourself and or draw attention to yourself if you only have one death barcode. You know, don't remove four or five. And
yeah.
But I thought it mightn't be as an important thing for the house or car, but I guess it is. So that's good to know. Thank you, Ron. Okay, on a call a little while back with Ann, Ron responded to a listener request saying he'd do a special implant removal call to sweep the body clear of alien implants. Is that something you're still considering doing, and will it get on the schedule, on the calendar?
Well, we'll have to talk about that sometime, Ann, to see what we have.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I was saying that this month, Ron will be in New York City, and of course, that Ron going to the expo involves travel and a lot of preparation for him. So there are the usual healing calls, live healing calls this month, the weekday ones, as well as this coming Saturday the 7th will be the 3-hour Ascension healing call. And Ron will charge 7 bottles of water for us that day. And the next day, the 8th, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, is the beginning of the first of the 3 7-hour healing calls. And I'm just going to take a quick look at the calendar. Then the Sunday calls will be also then the 15th and the 22nd of October. Then Ron will be in New York City. So there won't be any other special calls, as Ron has been doing a lot lately in the month of October. But we'll announce before the end of October what will be happening for November and December. So just, I guess, you know, I keep listening. I'll act like a, you know, a typical radio DJ. You just got to keep, stay tuned, folks. Okay. So somebody wrote in something interesting. Today is 10-4, which is a keyword number for affirmative. A tracking code that can be cleared on the natal barcode removal and alien keyword intercept healing. It comes from the old 10 codes used by police and fire departments. 10 codes were developed in the 1940s at a time when police radio channels were limited to reduce use of speech on the radio. So the suggestion is clearing 10, well, of course, it's always a good idea to clear the date on the natal barcode and alien keyword, but it might be a good idea to really make sure you do that 10-4, and I would write it out, T-E-N-F-O-U-R, as well, as other listeners have suggested that we do. Okay, we talked about the sensory body a little. I've done over 40 clearings, but not the sensory body. This body helps me navigate. Oh, I see. I understand the question. I'm sorry. This body helps me navigate this world. What are the benefits of clearing the sensory body?
Boy. It's if you're stuck, if that body has been infiltrated with darkness. So, you know, normally that's what people use all the time to sample energies of their sensory body. Kind of hard to answer that question because all the energetic bodies, you know, need to be cleared, but that one, if you're using it a lot, then it's, you know, going to be contaminated. Remember, each time they get overloaded, then you start having your own physical problems with yourself. And, you know, the end result is if that body is, you know, really contaminated, it's going to, you know, terminate your life when you get older. That's why you want to clear those energetic bodies. So back to you.
Right. I think just to be sure everyone understands that the lightship healings never take anything you need away from you. They only clear the darkness. So if our sensory body, you know, can be helpful, then whatever of it is helpful, it'll still be there. But really, we shouldn't really need it, right, Ron?
No.
Right. So, yeah, it's always better to get it cleared out. Oh, and somebody is reminding me here, Ron, are you still offering us the opportunity to send you our pictures to go into the light infusion chamber at the expo?
Yes,
Oh, wonderful. So
you could talk about that, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, if of course, I'll say if you're on the East Coast or somehow somewhat near New York or want to travel for fun to New York, It is really wonderful to go in person, but it's also wonderful to send in your picture to Ron. You can just email it, and he prints it out, actually, and physically brings it to the expo and puts the pictures in. Nobody will see them. It remains anonymous and private. I mean, Ron will see them, but nobody else. And you will receive the healings that take place throughout the entire weekend. And the charge for that is $100, Ron. Am I correct there?
Yes, you are. Uh-huh.
Good. So people have done that in the past and really, really enjoyed it. They feel the energy for the whole weekend. It's Friday night to all day, Saturday and Sunday. And you just request your healing, much like you do on all of Ron's live healing calls or when he does something on the shows. And talk to, you know, what I have done in the past. I just talked to the light beings all weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, somebody, I'm sorry, Ron, were you going to add something?
No, that's good.
Okay. And somebody wrote in a comment about the sensory body healing. It gets overloaded with density and can no longer serve you as navigator or anything else in its dense form. Well said. All righty. I'll move on to another email. Hi, Ron. I am wondering what I should do to help my mother and myself. My mother has always been affected by black magic and negative attacks against her since she married my father over 50 years ago. I have cleared her psychic billboard completely every day for the past 2 months, and I have also purchased the whole lifetime curses, hexes, and spells for her and me to clear all the attacks. However, recently we had some relatives visit us, and within a few days I felt like they were doing black magic on us. This was confirmed by someone who was able to check this out for us. The question is, would we need to continue to do the seven-generation curses, hexes, and spells, or is there some other clearing we should be looking at? Thanks for your help.
Oh, boy. If relatives came, is that what they said, relatives came to their house?
Yes, the black magic problems have been going on for 50 years, and I guess this listener felt they were making some headway, and then they had company of these relatives came. And
then the seven-generational one, you know, I normally don't recommend it, but I would say do that.
Right. And are there any other, I believe she said she or he or she said they did that. Yes. Okay. So of curses, hexes, and spells. And then is there anything else? Wow.
Boy.
Well, they could do, they know who's doing it. So they could do the dark arts, dark side practitioner clearing.
Yep, they could, uh-huh.
Because, you know, I think we tend to think of that as someone who's, I don't know, like a priest or a minister or something, but it could be a family member, someone you know that's just...
Yeah, it could be. Boy.
Yeah. That's a terrible thing to be going through. And it's great to do the psychic billboard. Oh, I would also recommend the soul family if it's coming from family members. And keep on that psychic billboard disconnection, which disconnects you from your soul family. I love that. I never shut that down. I just have that going all the time and just open it up every, you know, morning when I get up and check in with the light being. And it makes me feel, and I think it's true, it's like my soul family can't find me. They try to attach to me. I'm a little more Teflon.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And also it's courting, right? So there's the people courting. If someone's attacking you, they're also courting you most likely, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's, man, it's too bad that it even has to go on. I'm going to do a clearing for people. I've done this only a couple times so far. Kind of more recently here. Somehow, some people have a situation with their brain. And somehow, the brain doesn't get partitioned off. I'll put it that way. So if you happen to have a partition off in your brain, and I'm just trying to talk loosely here, what it does, it has people, when they have this problem, maybe they just keep talking about something, and then when that partition is completed, all the information is downloaded, we'll say, into the speech patterns, and all of a sudden they're talking about maybe what they did last week at the grocery store, and then all of a sudden they switch into something else that has no continuity to anything. And now they're talking about maybe walking their dog when they were 12 years of age or something. And you go, what's going on with this here? Well, these partitions get gooped up. So I'm going to work with one of your partitions, and we'll just see how this affects you. So I'm starting right now. That's if you have this. You may not even have it. But the ones that do have these glitches where the brain is not really connecting the dots from maybe one conversation to the next. We'll see if we can correct that here. So I'm doing this clearing here. The one that I've done so far takes hours to do. But I'll just do one here just to see if I can clear maybe 10% of this problem here. So it'll take about 5 minutes here. If you want to talk about something, and for 5 minutes, instead of having dead airspace, I'll just continue on with this here, and we'll just see if people can think maybe better, faster, or maybe they have the same kind of problem where they think they say something, but they never said it. It just goes on in their head, but never comes out of their mouth, or what they thought they said was something different by somebody else. They go, you didn't say that, you said something completely the contrary. So it has to do with communication and how the brain maybe processes and how you're, you know, trying to remember, we'll say, what you said, and you don't have a clue, and you think you said something, but it never came out of your mouth. So that's kind of what this thing's about. There's a lot there, so we're about halfway doing this repair on it. I guess I'll just continue talking here. What you can take it over for about 2 minutes, and
okie doke,
tap dance or something, you know.
Oh, that would be very entertaining,
yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah. Get off the monkey with the organ grinder, you know.
I could tap with my,
yeah,
fingers. And well, I wanted to bring up again on Monday's show. Someone wrote in about having a narcissistic family and asked about clearing it. And then I feel like it would help the person that just was talking about intense curses, hexes, and spells from family members. So what this listener wrote in, and a couple of people have asked for this list of clearings, they do the Alien to Light, which is the free clearing, the Auric Protection clearing, which is a free bonus clearing that you get with the 2012 Nano clearing, Nano something clearing. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but if you look up Nano on Ron's list of healings, it comes up. Dark Side Practitioner, of course, and this listener actually does the Dark Side Practitioner every day. The energetic cording release, which we mentioned with both names in it, the mental clearing, to release obsessive thoughts and self-doubt or the idea that I was going crazy. And I've heard of, I didn't have that situation, but I know people that do, and it's very difficult to be brought up by a parent that's that, you know, that off. The empathetic body, to turn off bad vibes and their voice. Of course, the emotional clearing, to stay healthy in body, spirit, and mind. And next, I'm working on the anger body clearing, as I notice that is surfacing now when I'm trying to enjoy my peace of mind. I also did the psychic billboard, which that listener mentioned they're already doing for their mother, and soul family disconnection. That seems to work for the day, but even better on others who are not pathologically prone and difficult to be with over the many years. And then they've also added in to that list the trauma clearing. Okay. Somebody wrote in to say for regarding the healing Ron is doing for us right now, brain shrinkage is a real medical issue and also loss of circuitry. It's a disconnect. And, oh, it's the name of the clearing. Thank you, listeners, are so helpful. The Nanotechnology 2012 Detox Clearing. Oh, and that is also right. Instead of, I mentioned it because an add-on is the wonderful auric protection clearing, which I love and I run all the time. But, yes, that would be good for our brain and toxicity to get all of that out, because that also can affect our brains. I think it came up for another reason kind of recently, Ron, that you suggested it would be a good idea to run or rerun the nano detox clearing. So that's really wonderful. There is a lot of talk in our culture about we're learning more about the brain, and more people are getting brain injuries, and but they're starting to get a little more understanding about it. So I think it's wonderful, Ron, that you're focusing on this for us. We all really appreciate.
Yeah, I just completed that. So we'll see how we'll see if we get some comments right now. If you feel like you're, you know, you're a little better off with your thinking abilities here.
Mm-hmm. So we'll okay.
See what comes across here.
Right. Okay. Someone already wrote in. Brain partition clearing. My brain feels like it's getting massaged and calibrated. Both brain lobes and temples energizing, like with magnetic force and synchronizing. Strong
Great.
Energy through the tongue as sides are bridging. Very excellent and needed. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's, yeah, thank you, Ron.
So if you want to send some comments to the next PBS show, that'd be great.
We'll all right, and the person who wrote in about the mothers being attacked by black magic, thanks, Ron and Ann, for the information given on how to clear black magic and spells from my mother and myself. It was very helpful. You are welcome, and thank you, because that helps everyone. Somebody else wrote in not that long ago about a black magic situation that was happening, or, you know, I guess any kind of magic is black, pretty much. I guess unless you're doing a simple card trick, I don't know. So it needs to be, needs to all be cleared. My brain feels hot. My head is warm now and very flush. I feel the energy flowing. I feel like I have a hat on.
Very good.
Yes. All right. Someone else wrote in about the sensory body clearing. The sensory body clearing is great. For anyone who is sensitive, this clearing is definitely needed. I was feeling overwhelmed and ran the emotional feeling and be here in the now clearings. I got a little relief, but then when I put on the sensory body clearing, my entire body calmed down instantly. My sensory body must have been crammed full. This clearing is excellent to have in your toolbox.
Very good. Yes. I really appreciate the listeners commenting, you know, on how, you know, the healings or clearings have helped you. Because it definitely, you know, it's nice having a, you know, just anybody who comments on it. And even if there is, I don't know what else you could do besides doing that clearing, that's also beneficial, you know. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I really appreciate everybody's inputs on that it has, you know, actually helped out the shows here by helping them move forward a little bit by commenting on the different healings and how, you know, you have your own little healing arsenal, you know, put aside, so, which you might do every night or something. And maybe there's people out there who just, you know, maybe they don't do the clearings maybe enough. Maybe they have a bunch of them, and maybe half a dozen or so, and then they just don't do them because they think they don't need them, which the dark side will definitely tell you not to do something. So a lot of people just do them because they feel better, not that they really, you know, are addicted to do them or something, you know, where you feel like you have to. But when they stop and they go, man, I'm not in peace as much, so I'm going to just start doing the clearings again. That's the reason why people get the unlimited versions on everything. But, yeah, it's I appreciate everybody's comments that do write in and, you know, tell us how you're doing and what's good for you and what, you know, how these things have helped you. So I guess back to you, Ann. Maybe we'll get some more comments on that. I don't know if I'll be doing that clearing or not. I just don't have a clue right now, you know, what it is that you're doing. It is pretty energy exhausting to do. And, you know, to do a bunch of people on a conference call or even doing it one-on-one would be almost, you know, I'll have to see if I want to do it or if we can do it in the future, you know. But I don't know what the cost would be on it. Just like I said, it's just a lot of energy going out. So thank you, everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I wanted to share that you were saying that the dark side and aliens and entities will try to block you from doing healings and maybe convince you don't need it or cause you to forget, and that's happened to me. So I now keep a list. If I'm about my day and I remember something, or I might even remember a dream, or I might think that really bothers me, and I write it down otherwise and then really do it, because then sometimes, you know, my mind will get involved and I'll be like, oh, I don't need that clear. I don't need to clear that. I'm fine. But it's really that could be, if it's especially in your mind, it's something tricking you. So you don't want to let that not get cleared out for you, for yourself. And, you know, and keep I like to keep a good few of them going all the time. So they're never off. And then you just add in when different things come up for you. Okay, we got another email here, Ron. We'll see if it's about the brain. Okay. Yes, my brain feels warm too, and I have trouble with my thoughts. Believing I have expressed myself in a certain way, but the listener did not receive that message.
Yep. That's what happens. And you can
right.
swear you said it, you know?
Right.
Like telling somebody to turn right at this, you know, at the stop sign, and you actually say yes, left, you know, and then the person turns left, then you're upset with them because they didn't turn right. And you know that you said to turn right, but you really said turn left. So I think that's these little, somehow what I call little partitions that doesn't connect the dots, and it does all kinds of weird things. And to you yourself, you feel fine. And, you know, you don't know that you're, you know, skipping along, missing things in your conversation, or that you're talking about one subject and you jump to another one and there's no continuity, but you think there's continuity, but the person listening to you wonders why you're rambling with this, that, and the other when, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's what I'm kind of finding. And anyway, I might do a clearing. I don't think I would do one before the year is out here on this year. I don't think I'm going to have the, you know, the time, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe in December. But I think we had planned, Ann, to do another, a body rejuvenation call or something?
Yes. Well, yes, the organ
that's right.
restoration,
organ, yeah.
I think it's called. That's we've been doing it for the last couple of years every 6 months, and I know a lot of people look forward to that.
Yep.
So we'll try to do that one in December, I think.
Okay, so we better time is ending here.
Yes.
So let's do the mind to heart drop. So I'll say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you're a newbie, do it 10 to 1. If you've been doing it for a week or so, then you can just do 3, 2, 1. But you have to open that channel up. So here we go. And you feel the thoughts dropping. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you a lot. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.